Hey everyone, I'm Caleb, and this is the LBC Kids Podcast. Our goal is to help you take the next step in your growth as disciple makers for the children God has placed in your care. Hello, LBC Kids team. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast today. We just finished up our meeting on March the 7th at 4:15, and it was a great time together. I wish you could have been there, but I want to make sure I got the information from that meeting out to you. So this is a recording that you're going to be listening to here in just a moment from our latest meeting together. We cover Easter. We talk about the upcoming service structure changes, the way we'll be changing up some classrooms and some teachers and stuff like that. And we also cover some miss information and then some stuff that's coming up on the calendar. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions at the end of this podcast, please reach out to me via email, call, text. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. All right, let's jump into it. Anybody have anything that's going on in their classes or in their life in general that you'd like to praise God about? I have one while you guys think about it, so I'll just spring it on you last second. I am thankful for a bunch of new team members that are coming on. So we have Jason and Blake that recently joined. We have about three or four others that they just passed their background check, and they'll be joining us within the next month or so, trying to find the right spot to plug them in. And so I'm excited about that. God's been good. He's growing the team. And we're going to be talking about a new kind of structure here in a little bit for the first through sixth grade specifically, and we're going to need some more team members for that. So it's good that God's bringing some in. Anybody, any praises about your class? Maybe it's something in your life in particular, some kind of praise going on here in the boardwalk. Yes, Todd.
Well, Caleb, I told you this, but I just started a full-time job this week.
Hey, that's awesome. That is fantastic. In sales, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great, God. That's great, Todd. Anyone else? Praise?
I started a new job 2 weeks ago.
Hey, awesome. Nice. Also sales? Nice. Got some salesmen over there. Anyone else? Some praise. Any personal? It can be ministry related. Yes, Brooke.
I'm in my last semester of my undergraduate
degree. Last semester of undergraduate degree. That's awesome. What are you in college for?
I'm going to school to become a special education teacher.
Special education teacher. That is awesome. That's awesome. It's a blessing to have you in the kids ministry. That would be a help. Anyone else? Yes, Anna.
And then even one of my new ones, she begged a friend's parent just to bring her, so that she can hang out with her and go to master class just because the kids talk about lunch parties.
That is awesome. That's great. And to be honest with you, master clubs is an awesome program.
Yeah.
But it's really not anything too special. It's not anything that's really crazy or insane that we're doing, but these kids are loving it. And that's a big plus for all of our workers that work in master clubs. The kids love you guys and they love all that you guys do. So thank you all for your investment here that are part of the master clubs team. You have these kids that their only time they come to church is on Wednesday night for master clubs. There's probably about 5 or 6 of them. Their parents just drop them off and leave because their kids just want to be here so bad. If you look up there on the wall, you'll see all these badges that are being earned. It's an awesome program that's going on here. So that's a blessing that we have kids from the school coming into master clubs. Anyone else? Mary?
I would just say everybody on Sunday, I saw a few families come in this morning that I personally haven't seen. Maybe they've been coming for a couple of weeks now, but they are coming back from COVID.
Yeah, it's great to see that. It's great to see some of the kids coming back.
Yeah. On that note, it's great that we'll get back to some of normalcy. I'm just thinking of Michael and McGill, two faithful bus riders, and their mom used to come every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they stopped coming because of all this. And they were just faithful little boys. And they were in my class. They'd bring the homework back and just were excited about it. Yeah. We hadn't seen them in
a year. Yeah, they came back once or twice.
They're missing out on it.
Yeah, COVID hurt. I can't ever say the entire ministry. Our ministry is actually growing more than anything. But it hurt the kids' ministry. But it really affected our bus ministry.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much fear. And Pastor Sammy would be one of the first ones to tell you the Spanish media is blowing this thing out of proportion. Our bus riders are terrified. Their parents are terrified. I have so many kids that want to come back, but they can't because their parents won't let them because they're scared of COVID. I would love to see them come back. And there's a bunch of kids that have been on my prayer list for them to come back soon. So hopefully that happens. Let's take one more. If anyone else has one, I'll go on to the next one. Anyone else? All right, let's jump into it. Some upcoming events. I don't have a calendar in front of you. Our calendar changed just a little bit due to COVID, but for the most part, the calendar I gave you at the beginning of the year will remain pretty much the same. The first thing is coming up on March 27th is Liberty Loves Easter. Liberty Loves Easter, that's going to be our big outreach day. Our first one of the year here at Liberty. I would love if you guys are available to be here. Starts at 9 a.m. You're not going to see them up there. I thought I made the slide for them, but I did not. March 27th, Liberty Loves Easter. Would love for you guys to be a part of that. We're going to go into the neighborhoods here, neighborhoods out on the bus routes, and invite people to come in for Easter. Easter is on April 4th. So it's not the Sunday right after Liberty Loves, but a little bit later. And I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have an Easter egg hunt. We're going to have kids' classes. Everything's going to look pretty much the same. We're going to have about 3,000 Easter eggs. It's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. So I might be reaching out to some of you later on this month for some help with that. But April 4th, we are going forward with Easter. April 11th, I'll get into exactly what the new structure of our class. Yes.
Any other day that week, are you going to have similar with the eggs putting together, any preparation for Easter?
I have these Bible class here at school. Mm-hmm. In a couple of days, we're going to take up that Bible class to put eggs together. So we should be good there. Okay. I'm actually, now that I mentioned that, there is another project that I might need help with, which I'll reach out to you guys later if that's the case. April 11th, we're going to be launching a new structure for the first through sixth grade classes. I'll get into exactly what that structure is here in a little bit and why I believe it's important. But we'll get into that here just a little bit. That's going to be April 11th. And then April 24th is tentatively, as long as cases continue to go down, will be our LBC Kids outing, where we'll go out as a team and we'll grab some dinner, have some fun. I have a couple different ideas I'm bouncing around for that, but all the ideas that I had are still closed, so I moved it. It was supposed to be this coming Saturday, but I'm moving it just due to everything still being somewhat closed. So that'll be April 24th. Up next, some recruitment needs, some areas. If you know anybody that would be a good fit for these areas I'm about to show you, I would love for you to reach out to me about them. That's totally different than last time. But for moving forward with our new structure, these are kind of the areas that we're looking for some help in. So 2 5-year-old workers, 1 first through 3rd grade boys teacher, 1 first through 3rd grade girls worker, 1 4th through 6th grade boys teacher, 1 first through 3rd grade master clubs worker, 1 4th through 6th grade master clubs teacher and or worker. So those are some of the areas. If you see that and you think of somebody that comes to your mind, jot their name down real quick and let me know after class. And if it's somebody that they've never taught before, but I think they would be a good teacher, I would totally be up for them stepping in and watching me or another teacher for a while so they could see how classes are ran. But if somebody pops into your mind that would fit one of those areas, please let me know. None of these are extremely, extremely like, we have to have them or we can't launch the new structure. But this is where I would like for us to be within the next couple months after we start the structure so we can get more people involved and hopefully grow even more in the future. So if any names come to your mind, let me know and I'll reach out to them. Or you can reach out to them. That'd be great. A couple of miscellaneous announcements. There's only really one, and that is name badges will be coming back next month. So after Easter, I'm going to wait till after Easter. We're going to be doing the name badges again. So we'll have check-in systems open up again. I'll be reaching out to a couple people to see if you can help me on a rotation for check-in. But that'll be coming back on April 11th. No, many of you have asked me when that's going to start back up, but that'll be on the 11th. That's as long as Orange County has moved out of the purple. So that's why we haven't opened it back up yet, because we're still in the purple zone. Well, if you guys follow the COVID numbers at all, you'll know that I think it's purple, red, orange, something like that. Once we get into red, I'm opening it back up. But April 11th is the target date for right now. Okay. With all that being said, I want to talk a little bit about the new structure for Sundays at 10 a.m. So this has been something that's been on my heart for a while. I had no idea how or when to implement it because I didn't know where the church was going to go moving forward with our Sunday services. So we've been kind of in limbo. We've been having basically 2 separate junior church classes every Sunday, which is our good. But as Daryl's GIF said a little bit ago on the GroupMe, if you saw it, it could be better. So if you guys saw that in the GroupMe, he just put that on there a second ago. But it could be better. And I really think that God's been working on my heart to move us into a new kind of ministry structure, something that I've honestly, the first time I was really introduced to me is back in 2018. 2019, I began to really look into it. And I was going to implement it in 2020, but 2020. God put it on my heart in December to really start working it through, putting things in place and getting people onto the team. So 2 reasons we're going to make a change. So you don't just want to make a change because
in order to make a change. You want there to be a specific reason. The first thing is for our sanity. I believe it'll be a more robust structure. It'll give people more time in church, more time to sit with their family. Couples are going to be working on the same weeks together instead of that being one working here, one working there. And so for our sanity, and then number two, for the kids' spiritual growth. So junior church is great. I love junior church, but I really want to begin working on investing in these kids. Because you can stand, we can stand up here and I can have a class filled with the 80 kids that were here, 90 kids that were here today, and I can teach and we can leave and they've learned the Bible story. Great. But I never connected.
Yep.
And I've never, some of them, there's some kids that have been here since we started up church that I still don't know their names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is awful for me to say as a children's pastor, but it's true. There's some kids that have been coming this whole time and it's like, I get in class and I have these 60, 70, 80 kids that I'm looking at, I'm talking to, and I get their name and then I forget their name. And it's because there's no real time to invest in them, to talk with them. And my goal is to change that. So I for Donna started that. So what's going to be happening is we're going to be breaking down the classes a little bit. So if you remember back before COVID, there was a first and second grade boys, or the third and fourth grade boys, or fifth and sixth grade boys, all of that. We're not going exactly back to that. We're going to have a 3, 4, and 5s. You're pretty much going to remain the same. Nothing's really going to change over your class. And I don't want to break it down more. I am recruiting some more workers to help out in all of those classes. But your class schedule will pretty much remain the same. But for 1 through 6, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be breaking it down. There's going to be a 1st through 3rd grade boys class. There's going to be a 1st through 3rd grade girls class. There's going to be a 4th through 6th grade girls class and a 4th through 6th grade boys class. So right now we already have it separated. But right now it's 1st through 3rd on one side and 4th through 6th on the other. So we're going to break it down a little bit more. And this complete service is really going to change. I've kind of started implementing it a little bit here and there. The way it's going to work is on a weekly basis, here's how it's going to look. Everybody's going to start off together, kind of like we do now. We're going to have a rally time at the beginning for about 10 minutes. Patty Flores and Kaylee are going to come in and they're going to run choir practice for the next 20 minutes. So from 10 to 10:30 will be rally time and choir time. From 10:30 to 11:15, 45-minute stretch, we're going to break into our smaller groups. And that's where you can teach your lesson. That's where you can get to know names. That's where you can hand out prizes and take attendance. And whatever you want to do for your class in that 45 minutes you would maybe would normally do on a Sunday school time, that's what you're going to do. The goal is to invest in the kids. It's to get them to grow spiritually. It's to get to know them. It's to really develop a relationship with them. We talked about that kind of last time, reaching their heart and really getting to know who they are. So from 10:30 to 11:15, that's your time to run the class as you please. I know what some of you are thinking right now. Pastor doesn't always go to 11:15. So I have planned for that. And 11:15 until the rest of the time, we're going to have what I am calling review with Pastor Caleb. So everybody's on the same page because everybody's learning the same lessons throughout the week. I mean, they differ a little bit, but the same stories, we're learning the same principle here in 1st through 6th grade. So we're going to have a review time, and I'm going to play some review games. And if Pastor's still going at 11:30, then I'll be playing some other games on top of that. But I want it to be structured instead of, well, we start at 10:30, and Pastor's done some time between 11 and 11:30, so I'm trying to put all this filler in to try to fill up the rest of the time. I want that to change. I want us to be more intentional about our 45-minute time that we have, and then the rest of it will be up to me at the end. So you actually have an ending point for your class instead of it just going on indefinitely. Oh, parents are here, and you were just starting your review game or whatever it might be. So that's kind of the new structure we're leaning towards. We're gonna break them down into smaller groups, and then everybody starts out together, break down into smaller groups, and then we'll come back together as a large group at the end, and we will be having a review time there. So the way it's going to work is we're going to be breaking everybody into two teams, Team A and Team B. Team A is not better than Team B, and Team B is not better than Team A. It's just the two letters that I chose. All right, and we're going to be separating. Basically, you'll be on a two-week block. So you'll teach a week, you'll be off a week, you'll teach a week, you'll be off a week, you'll teach a week, so on and so forth every week. So you're not missing 4 weeks of service or 3 weeks of service. You'll be here, you'll be in the main service. You'll be here, you'll be in the main service, rotating every single week. Most fifth Sundays are going to be family services from now on, where everybody will be together in the auditorium, and there will be no kids' classes. If that changes for some reason on a Sunday, then we'll rotate it as well. So the first fifth Sunday, we don't have a family service. There will be Team A's turn. And the next time we don't have a family service, it'll be Team B's turn, and so on and so forth. So that might mean a double week here or there, depending on if we have the family service or not. But every age group, including fives through sixth grade, they will have an A team and a B team. They'll be swapping every single week instead of it being, you're here for 3 weeks in a row, and then you get 1 week off. I don't want to do that to you, and especially now that we don't have two services. Or yeah, since we have 8:30 and 10, but since we don't have a 9 o'clock and a 10 o'clock, I want to make sure everybody's getting into that main service at some point. Any questions on that? I'm going to have a whole meeting a couple weeks, or about a week before we launch, maybe a week after or something like that we launch, and I'm going to go into more detail about it. I'm still working on who's in what spot, especially for helpers, so I'm still kind of working through all the details on that. But that is where we are going moving forward. Pastor's already approved it. He's on board for it. That's where we'll be going moving forward. Any immediate questions on that? I try my best to put my brain on into notes, and I hope that made sense. Any questions on that? Fantastic. So we're either going to launch it on April 11th, or we'll have our final meeting on April 11th to get everything nailed down. One of the two. Tentatively, though, we're going to be launching on April 11th. It all depends on me getting every spot filled by then. Perfect. If you have a question about that, feel free to email me. And now is the time, if you would like to serve in a different class or you'd like to be somewhere else, let me know. Because this is the time that I'm not moving everybody, but this would be a perfect time for me to move you to a different class, to move you to a different time, everybody's at 10 o'clock, but to move you to a different spot, whatever it might be. Now would be the time. So email me, you can talk to me after class, whatever it is, and I'll be able to help you out there. No promises, though. I'm going to try to move everybody to where they want to be. But if everybody says, I want to be in the 4th through 6th grade girls class, or I want to be in the kindergarten class, and I have nobody in any class in 1st through 3rd grade, it might be a problem. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. All right, real quick, I have 9 minutes before I said I would let you guys go. So we're going to go quick. I want to leave you guys with something to work on. You guys know I love acronyms. So the acronym for our little training session today is INVEST. Invest. The whole reason we're making this structure change is so that we can invest in these kids, so that we can invest in them, so that we can grow them, so that they will have a closer relationship with Jesus, walk closer with him, and so that we can get to know them better. Now, what I'm about to give you, there's no outline in the Bible that goes INVEST. It's not there. So this is purely from my heart, sharing my heart with you. So I hope you guys will hopefully get something from this. So the I for invest from Mr. Caleb, all right, is be intentional. When we launch this new structure, let's be intentional. What I mean by that is let's not make our 45 minutes prepped last second. Let's be intentional about preparing our full 45 minutes. Let's not make it a dead time. Let's not pick a game just like last minute. Oh, then we'll do that. Let's make it intentional. One thing that I learned, and I don't do a very good job with this, as you guys saw with Star Wars and God's Word, I try to make all of my games kind of do something with Bible. That's something that's been on my heart, is try to make my games biblical in some way, shape, or form. So these kids in every single way are getting Bible. Because we have them for an hour and a half. That's all we have them now. We used to have them for 2.5 hours. Now we have them for an hour and a half on Sunday. And that's the only time that some of them get Bible throughout the entire week. Mm-hmm. So let's be intentional. Don't just show up. The thing that drives me crazy as a children's pastor is when I walk in the room and I see somebody sitting on the back chair on their phone. No one in here does that, thankfully. But whenever I have seen it in the past, whenever I do see it, it drives me up a wall, because this is the only time that we have. And I hesitate to say this every time, but if you don't want to be here, then don't be here. And that might sound harsh. And that might sound like, but I thought you said you need more workers. It's true. But I would rather have the team here who loves working with kids, who wants to invest in kids, than to have a team who's just not intentional and just is here because this is their ministry spot. That's the last thing that I want. And if you feel that God's calling you to another ministry, if you feel like God's asking you to do something else or take a step back, let me know. That's fine. I am fine with it. There have been many people who have stepped out over the past year and say, hopefully I'll be back soon. And I'm okay with that. Your spot will always be open here if you want it to be. So be intentional. Number two, N. I gotta go quick. Names. And hopefully name badge will help with that. But learn a child's name. It means the world to them. It really does. When you go up to a child and you know their name and you say their name to them, How'd you know my name? How many of you guys have ever heard that? How'd you know my name? You come to church. I know your name, all right? But learn their name, write them down, pray for them, greet them as they walk in. Whatever you need to do to remember a child's name, do your best. I am awful with names, absolutely terrible with them. But it's definitely something that I need to work on. But N, names. Number three, and this is probably going to be my longest one, is be vulnerable, which it sounds kind of weird when I say that. But what I mean by that is open yourself up to them. Yeah. Allow yourself to be hurt by them, so to say. Something Mary and I just started. This is not me tooting my own horn, okay? We just took over the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade master clubs on Wednesday nights. And one of the very first things we did is we separated boys and girls. We got into a circle. And all I did was ask them how their week was, how they're doing, what's their favorite thing to do. I told them how I was doing. And I was honest with them. It was a busy week at work, man. It was crazy this week. And I was being honest with them. And I want them to be honest with me. What does that do? Develops a relationship. You're investing in them. There was one kid the entire time he talked about how he bought a Petco stock. And that's all he talked about. Yes, he bought stock in Petco. But that was interesting to him. And that's what he loves right now. And I was trying to open myself up to being open to that. I want kids to be able to come to me and say, hey, this is on my heart. Even if it is, I bought Petco stock. Great. At least they're coming to me and talking to me about it. Be vulnerable. E. Just imagine for a second, there's two E's, okay? There's two E's in investing. It's investing, okay? Investing. Be exciting and engaging. Mm-hmm. The kids should not be coming into our class, and it's like a funeral happening in there, all right? To where all the kids are just sitting there, and they're all staring at you, and there's nothing going on in your teaching like this. I-N-V-E-S-T. You know what I mean. And nobody does this. Everybody has an engaging class, but keep that energy. Especially when we go into smaller groups, mm-hmm. it'll be very easy for the energy to go like that. Especially when you go from a huge group down to smaller groups, mm-hmm. it'll be easy for our energy just to drop. And when I say engaging, I don't mean be up there and you have to go, yeah, let's go, we're in the first through third grade boys class. Ah! That's not what I mean by engaging, but engaging them in class. Mm-hmm. Having them read Bible verses. That's something I love mm-hmm. that Mr. Jeff does on Wednesday nights is every time he teaches, he has his kids read the Bible verses. He has them ready, but he always makes sure that they are reading about engaging them in class. And under that is engage them and don't let a bad spirit ruin the whole class. Engage the bad spirit. A lot of times you want to put them in a corner like they're not even there. Leave them alone, all right? And they're back there talking. They're back there. Some of my bus riders are cussing. It happens. Mm-hmm. But engage that bad spirit. Mm-hmm. If you can, try to make them more part of the class. If you can't, come find me. I can take care of it. But engage them. Don't just ignore them. Engage them, all right? And I have 3 minutes left, all right? S. Spiritual. A 45-minute time is spiritual time. We're not reviewing the latest, I don't know, movie or the latest video game to come out. That's fine if you talk about it for a second. But make those 45 minutes, make them engaging and make them spiritual. We have, like I said, we only have an hour and a half time max normally here on a Sunday morning to invest in these kids. Let's make sure that what we're putting into them is spiritual. It's not all games. It's not all fun. Fun and games can be part of it. Please make them part of it. I want that to be part of it. But make sure they are walking out of there with something from God's word. All right? And then lastly, the T is teamwork. It's teamwork. Well, it's going to A and B teams. You're not going to be in the same class every single week, which changes a little bit, right? And I think kids like consistency. And they like to see you every single week in their class. Mm-hmm. And it's easier for you if you're in there every single week in your class to invest in them. But you need to have your own time being invested in over in the main service. So A team needs to work with B team. And B team needs to work with A team. And there should be some type of communication some point throughout the week. Where did you leave off? Where did you struggle? What was going on last week? Is there something that happened last week that I need to be aware of? Is there a kid that's causing a lot of trouble that I should be aware of? We need to have teamwork because we are a team, and together we can accomplish much, and we can impact 150 kids that come here in the boardwalk every week. Mm-hmm. But if we try to do it alone, one, we're going to feel alone, and that's not healthy. We'll eventually leave, and that's no good, and we will not be making an impact into the lives of these kids. Just showing up every week and teaching a lesson is great, but you need to see to use the team you have, which leads me to my final thing I'm going to talk about. I'm on my last minute, and I am done. If you are a lead teacher in here, when we open up this new structure, you are the lead teacher, but I don't want you teaching every single week that you're in there. I want you to have one of your helpers teach, or one of your helpers lead a song, or go over a memory verse, or take a tense, or whatever it might be. Use the team that God has given us here. All of us have different talents. All of us have different things that we're good at. And it might take you a couple weeks or a couple months to figure out what a person on your team is good at, but let's use them, and let's do our best to impact and invest in the next generation. I hope that made sense. That was my heart behind the invest there. I hope that made sense to you all. But let's work on investing, especially as we start up with Easter soon. Let's work on investing in the next generation. Heavenly Father, God, thank you for being so good to us. God, for loving us, and God, for giving me this team, God, to work with. Man, they're such a blessing. Lord, I pray that you help us in all that we say and do. God, we want to make a difference. God, we want to impact lives. We want to invest in children. We want you to use us. So God, I ask that you would. And Lord, as we seek to do more for you this year, I ask that you would help us in all we say and do. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If you think this episode would be helpful to someone you know, text them right now and share it with them. Then, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating to help others find us. Whoa.